Life's no fun, and life is dull, unless you turn the knobs up full. So here I stand, and in my hand, this guitar is really the man. I like kicking up a racket. Ireland's greatest punk band, Stiff Little Fingers, proclaimed that to the world as the lead-off track to side two of their third album, Go For It, which they released 42 years ago this week, April 17th, 1981. No matter how hard we try not to make it too loud so somebody complains, maybe calls the cops on us for disturbing the peace, music is best enjoyed loud. Stiff Little Fingers found that out, and you find that out here on Local Loft. Well, at least you will in the next hour, give or take hour and a half, especially where Rockford's Marks of Gray is concerned, because they play it loud. Effective, fiery screaming from the vocals of Kevin James. This Rockford metal band has been rocking it loud and proud for over 10 years, and now they're making their way across much of the Midwest, co-headlining with another Rockford band who's been keeping it loud and proud for 20 years as of this year, Solar. Now, I had Stephanie Jennings, their front woman and fiery lead singer, on in episode 270. Since then, Solar has kicked off their 20th anniversary tour. They kicked it off in their native Rockford on April 7th. Thursday, April 20th, it's Brower House in Lombard. Marks of Gray is one of four bands co-headlining the show, also Distology and Let Them Fight. Kevin James is going to be calling in mere moments here, and amongst the things he's going to be talking about, and not only Marks of Gray's participation in the 20th anniversary tour, but how he collaborated with Stephanie Jennings on the Solar tune Depths of Division, which was part of their last full-length album, Oracle, released in 2021. No doubt Kevin and Stephanie will be recreating the magic they did in the studio for that album on stage at Brower House this week. That tour will also roll into the Big Basin Saloon on the Water in Shanahan on Friday, April 28th. And Convoy, this time around, will be one of the bands that co-headlines. Now, when I talked to Stephanie 2 weeks ago, she told me, don't look for a similar duet between her and fiery, high-energy Convoy lead singer Brian Corbin. I thought one was going to happen, but no dice. This is only a one-month tour for Solar, and it's fast wrapping up as soon as it began. But Marks of Gray, Distology, and Let Them Fight, this time around, will be sharing the stage with Solar. Sharing one particular stage at the Montrose Saloon over the next 8 days, some of the greatest and a couple undiscovered power pop bands around Chicagoland. It's back for the first time since the COVID pandemic shut it down for a few years, International Pop Overthrow. I already told you that two of the bands I have featured many times on this podcast, including the Bishop's Daredevil Stunt Club, will be a part of it. They're actually playing this coming Sunday, the 23rd, along with the Unswept, whose drummer Ryan O'Brien, a native Brit from just south of London, I talked to last June, will also be a part of it. We'll dig into a couple more bands. And how's this for the band that keeps on rocking like the Energizer Bunny? They've outlasted MTV, the very medium that first brought them to many people's attention with videos from their self-titled debut album in 1989, like New Thing and Fly High Michelle. Enough's enough. And if you listen to the early days of the Cat 105.5, 1995 and 96, you probably heard us promoting an event called the Glam Slam Metal Jam. Well, guess what? That's back, and guess who is headlining? You guessed it, Enough's Enough. I'll have more details about that coming up. Our rock back takes us to the north side of Chicago for more fierce metal, and it also takes us back to what was to be the last few months of the Cat 105.5 before it closed up shop. April of 2014, if any band gives you the urge to purge as far as doing more moshing, headbanging, and pogoing, it's a band called Purge. And I introduced them to Cat 105.5 listening audiences for the first and only time 9 years ago this week. Local Loft episode 273, the somewhat glamorous, ultra slam dancing, loud until the max lights blink sound of original metal, punk, alt-rock, prog rock, and power pop from around the greater Chicagoland area.
We are Marks of Gray. We've been here before. You've seen us before. You know who we are.
Look at what we've done.
This song is called Last to Bleed.
You can't take the rock out of Rockford, especially when you groove with Marks of Gray. I have frontman and singer Kevin James on the line with me, and they are going to be a part of Solar's 20th tour this coming Thursday, Brower House in Lombard. They've been around for a couple of dates on this tour now, and recently Kevin got together with Stephanie Jennings of Solar, and they collaborated on Depths of Division, which was on Solar's Oracle record. Kevin, welcome to the podcast today, and I already had Stephanie on telling me and telling our audience how you two got together and did this thing. That was back in December. But how did you come to first work with Solar? How did you guys first hook up with them?
Well, it's kind of a cool little story there.
Stephanie and I had met a few years ago, just randomly shooting pool in a bar somewhere. And, you know, we talked a little bit, found out we were both, you know, singers and bands, and really didn't talk much after that for, you know, a couple years. And then she randomly sent me a message. She's like, hey, we see we have a show coming up. We're going to be there. We're going to come see you guys. I'm like, all right, cool. You know, would love to see you there. So we played the show. They came out and all that. The next day, Stephanie had sent me a message basically asking me, like, hey, we have this song and we need someone with like heavy male metal, like aggressive vocals on it. Would you be interested? And I read the message. I sat down and I typed in, you know, typed them up on YouTube, watched the video for Come to Light. And maybe about a minute in, I was hooked. Absolutely. I would love to do this with them.
You two blend very well together. I mean, your heavily intense, angry vocal and her very melodic and thoughtful and somewhat intimate delivery here. It just works very well together. Have you thought about doing a follow-up collaboration, maybe putting Stephanie on a New Marks of Grey record sometime soon?
Yeah, we've kind of dabbled with the idea a little bit. And there's definitely potential for something like that to happen. When we're done with this tour and all that stuff, we're going to kind of maybe woodshed a little bit and get our second album written and recorded and all that. So I can definitely see something like that happening with this writing process of our second album for sure.
talk about that second Marks of Grey record, Make Your Mark. It's almost a year old. It will be in June.
Yep.
And how is this one going to sound compared to that one? I've been checking out some video footage of you from the Stockyard, and you did the new song Left to Bleed on there. I heard that. How is this going to be different from Make Your Mark?
We feel it's going to be more polished. It's going to be maybe a little bit more technical playing as we're evolving as musicians, as we've been doing this band in Marks of Grey. It's still going to have that same brutal, you know, punch you in the throat vibe the whole time, but it's going to be a little bit more touched up, polished, maybe some more technicalities in there with our playing and our styles and what we do.
You are like one of the most intense metal vocalists around today, Kevin. You follow in the footsteps of Corey Taylor and so many others, and I know you guys are big Slipknot fans, and you do the best rendition of Sick that I've ever heard outside the actual band itself. What do you think is the most distinctive quality of your vocal? It's that high-pitched scream and then real gruff. What do you think is the most distinctive part of your vocal that really hits an audience?
That's a really good question. I've got kind of a good answer for that, I think. I've had multiple people tell me that my range to be able to go from high to mid to low is something that not seeing a lot of people do. And I take a lot of pride in that because that's something I worked very hard to get good at as I was learning how to do my vocals. So that when I can go from high to mid to low like that at the drop of a hat, it's a pretty cool thing to be able to do.
You guys don't really do too much in the low. It's all high. And it all just gets the audience in such a mosh groove trance here that it just never lets up. And you're going to really kick some ass on the Solar Tour. You also, Dystology and Solar, and it's this coming Thursday, the 20th, over at Brower House in Lombard.
Yep.
You can find out more details by going to Marks of Grey's Facebook page. Kevin James, thank you for talking to us about the upcoming gig between you and Solar.
Yeah, thank you for having me on, man. I really appreciate it, and, you know, we appreciate all the support that you give to all the local bands in the Chicagoland area. I was born and raised in Chicago myself, so I appreciate it, man.
And I worked on the radio down in Rockford, about 15 years ago. I was on the Eagle, the classic rock station, for a while.
Oh, yeah, so they're still around.
I know the area quite well, and you guys really fit in. Rockford always has a music scene that continues to evolve and continues to be active, not just Cheap Trick here, but we're talking plenty of metal bands, and Beyond Threshold, I don't know if you remember those guys, Version and them. I once had them on the Cat 105.5 when I was on the radio down in Kankakee about 10 years ago, and you just fit right in with that whole metal scene, which continues to constantly evolve and never dies down. So good luck to you guys in the future, and continue to kick some ass.
You know what, man? We're going to do our best, Tim.
I'm going to fucking hit you.
sounding very progressive and operatic at times. On their full-length debut, Ar Roboros, Rockford's Let Them Fight is definitely changing their tune on songs they have been working on for a follow-up, a lot of which they have revealed in several shows they played in the past. The band is going in a more aggressive, hardcore metal direction. If you check out footage of a new song called Never the Same, there's no instrumental intros where they could morph from one band to the next in a matter of seconds, like on Cage Fight, which I first played you in the fall of 2022. That had a string section on it. The vocals were almost operatic at times, kind of reminding you of Queensryche on Empire in 1990, Silent Lucidity, where most people compared them to Pink Floyd. No such comparisons can be made for Let Them Fight on brand new material, some of which they will reveal when they open up for Solar on their 20th anniversary tour, which next stops at Brouwerhaus in Lombard this coming Thursday, April 20th. Once again, I'd like to thank Marks of Grace singer and founder Kevin James for talking to us not only about his collaboration with Stephanie Jennings on Solar's tune Depths of Division, part of their Oracle full-length second album last year, but also on new material Marks of Grey will debut at the upcoming Brouwerhaus show. For more details about the show, Solar, Marks of Grey, or Distologies Facebook page, they also will be a part of this next gig at Brouwerhaus on Thursday. Convoy has been a solid unit. All four members, singer Brian Corbin, drummer Mike Getz, McAloo G, bassist Will Hart, and guitarist John Daniel Million, rarely strayed apart from each other, meaning there hasn't been too many solo projects between the four of them. Brian Corbin did put out a solo single about 5 years ago, I do remember, but the other members have rarely, if ever, ventured into solo projects until now. John Million actually has a couple of solo instrumental singles posted on Spotify. They're mostly in tribute to his cat, which bears a striking resemblance to a reckless driving feline on Saturday Night Live. There's a song called Toonsis, and if you remember that driving cat segment from the days where Victoria Jackson was on SNL, you'll know what I'm talking about. Not appropriate music to play in the car, especially if your cat is there and begs and purrs and hisses at you to want to take the wheel. You can check out some of Johnny Million's solo material on Spotify under that name, Johnny Million. Certainly check him out with Convoy. Friday, April 28th, Big Basin Saloon on the water, right under the huge I-55 steel bridge in Shanahan. From the six tracks I've already played you off the brand new CD, Some Give All for Rock and Roll, it's pretty obvious that Convoy is reverting back to their hard rock slash bluesy southern rock roots, which they have called swamp rock. Unlike Back to the Beginning, which the band branched out into country melodies on the song Silver Tongue Devil, this is straightforward metal-based rock and roll. It doesn't come with a parental guidance warning, even though they do drop the F-bomb on some tracks. Listen to MFLR for plenty. Track before it, however, track 12 from the new Convoy full length, Some Give All for Rock and Roll, The Warning on Local Loft.
Things that-
was almost about to say it's totally ironic. A new group who puts forth writing and performing a song about life on the road hasn't yet truly hit the road. No major tours have yet been scheduled for Blockchain Coalition. In fact, outside of their April 1st CD release show for the brand new full-length album, The New Normal, the band has not put together an official tour schedule, but they're slowly but surely doing that. Another gig has finally been announced, May 20th in Mundelein, the original Sundance Saloon. Blockchain Coalition will share the stage, and they'll conjure up a nice 80s melodic progressive hard rock sound with the ultimate tribute band to the Canadian trio who has made melodic progressive hard rock a staple for over 40 years. That is until they called it quits following the death of longtime drummer and co-founder Neil Peart. Blockchain Coalition and Anthem, original Sundance Saloon, Mundelein, Saturday, May 20th. On their Facebook page, they're even labeling themselves Chicago's original power pop band. That's kind of a stretch, I'd say, for the new band featuring former Veilside singer frontman Tony Angle and drummer Ron Thomas. But Kiss went through a power pop phase. If you remember the Unmasked album in 1980, so many longtime Kiss fans were disappointed. They turned away from the band because they were headed in a more power pop and less hard rock and metal direction with that album. That was one of the last to feature original drummer Peter Criss before Eric Carr stepped in the drum seat. The Road reminds me of such Kiss melodic power pop experiments like Shandy, Two Sides of the Coin, and Talk to Me from the Unmasked album. Go to bccchicago.com, Blockchain Coalition's official website, for more details about the show. Power pop aplenty, even some folk rock, alternative acoustic folk rock. There's so many genres, not just power pop, that will grace International Pop Overthrow 2023, the first one since 2019. The COVID pandemic put a stop to 2020 and 21 and 22 editions of the show, but it's finally back. Montrose Saloon, beginning Friday, April 21st, and going till Saturday, the 29th. A full 8 days of mostly power pop original showcase. As I mentioned before, this has been a proving ground and a way to attract new fans for such legendary acts as Off-Broadway, Enough's Enough, Kevin Lee and the Kings, and more. I hope to get in touch with Bill Gertz and the Bishop's Daredevil Stunt Club about their appearance, which is coming up Sunday the 23rd. I have to see if I can get them for the next episode of Local Loft. But rest assured, this is your Woodstock of power pop. Okay, I really shouldn't say that because there's so many different genres IPO encompasses. And yes, Jim Ellison and Material Issue did play there once, back in the early 90s when they became big with that album, which inspired the festival's name. The Spindles are not a total resurrection of the harder-edged rock sound Off-Broadway and Cheap Trick perfected in their blend of power pop, but they come very close. They're playing on night number one, as is Phil Angotti, this coming Friday the 21st when it all kicks off. Go to MontroseSaloon.com's website for more details and a full 8-day lineup of the IPO 2023. Past and Present is the full-length debut from the Spindles. They haven't released a follow-up since. Speaking of more of the harder edge sound, I think of Excuse Me from Off-Broadway's comeback album Fallen In 97 when I hear this one. Track number 10, Annette, from the full-length debut from the Spindles, a night one of International Pop Overthrow on Local Law.
Yeah.
similarity of the lead vocal with the Larvettes would make you believe that somebody's playing a cheap trick on you, or somehow Robin Zander snuck into and became lead singer of the Larvettes. Indeed, the similarity of the vocal style between Larvette singer Bob Town and Robin is quite dangerously similar. Listen carefully to Not Diggin' You, which is the first of three tracks off the Larvettes' debut EP, Happy Go Lucky Times, they released last April. There will not be a comparison done between Bob Town and Robin Zander, because Robin will not be present. At least he's not going to make any surprise appearances when the Larvettes play International Pop Overthrow. The four-piece band out of Chicago's North Side will be playing the second of eight nights as IPO returns to Montrose Saloon Friday, April 21st through Saturday, April 29th. And indeed, it's a wide spectrum of not only power pop, but melodic folk alternative rock. The gamut just runs amok. Even mention the Cobains, where a punkish harder edge sound is concerned, and I played them last week. Bishop's Daredevil Stunt Club is also playing Saturday night, April 22nd. The entire IPO lineup for 2023, which begins Friday, April 21st, Montrose Saloon, can be found at internationalpopoverthrow.com/schedules. There was a slight similarity, and I just took a listen. Remember seeing them at Hopstring Fest back in the summer of 2016 at Joliet's former Silver Cross Field for John Condren and the Old Gang Orchestra. The veteran Joliet singer-songwriter, of course, made his mark as founding member and leader of The Benefit back in the mid-2000s. 11th Hour Grace, an album which truly signified a harder-edged rock sound, power pop at times for John, was released this week 13 years ago. I'll be getting to something off of that. John Condren in disguise will make his way back to his native Joliet in the very place he once co-owned and also was a regular solo acoustic performer, Chicago Street Pub. With the weather turning spooky, cold, and somewhat snowy again after a spell of nice 80-degree days, I guess a return to Halloween isn't too out of the unusual, and Chicago Street Pub will be having one. Saturday, April 29th, the same day that International Pop Overthrow wraps up. If you plan your trip tick carefully, you can make both events. Halfway to Halloween. Plenty of acts in disguise. Dan Doherty, former member of the funk alternative rock band The Workhorse Kings, his own Dan Doherty band will be doing a fitting proper salute to David Bowie. And Dan looks like he's going to play DB in this case. This Bowie tribute will also feature John Condren. You have Eve Casino as The Doors and Erica Renee as Stevie Nicks sans Fleetwood Mac. $20 entry fee for this, and yes, you can come in costume. I'm sure there'll be plenty of Bowie wannabes, maybe with a lightning bolt through the middle of their face to imitate the front cover of A Lad Insane. Bowie's follow-up to Ziggy Stardust album was released 50 years ago this week, so there's going to be plenty of tributes to that, I would imagine. Go to Dan Doherty's, spelled Doe, as in money, E-R-T-Y, his Facebook page, or John Condren's for more details. Before I get to something from the hardest rocking album John Condren ever did with The Benefit, something off the latest from the Old Gang Orchestra. And this is about as close as John came to recreating his hard rocking past with The Benefit. Track number 6 on Dead Tree, the full-length debut by John Condren and the Old Gang Orchestra, Dragons, on Local Loft.
Time. too tired to see me growing old. There's just one answer to these questions, if the truth be told. Yes. Take these hands and take my speech. Take these eyes, no more to see. Take the sun and take the truth.
Sunny.
to ours to decade-old memories. Okay, try a decade plus three. 13 years ago this week, John Condren and The Benefit became a hard-rocking tour de force with the band's second album, 11th Hour Grace. The first Down to Dorsey was more of a folk-rock acoustic affair that John had released in 2004. And at that time, The Benefit was simply him fronting a trio. Well, it still was a trio this point in time when he came to the Cat 105.5 studio, and it was in the fall of 2010, but the album was released properly this week in April of 2010. It had a power pop and melodic hard rock sensibility to it, funky at times, and at other times just downright hard-driving rock. I played Minutes to Hours because I think I had John Mellencamp leftover memories in my head. Mellencamp played three shows at the Chicago Theater this past weekend, still rocking and still smoking at almost 72 years old. I guess he still smokes like a chimney, even though it almost killed him. He had a heart attack back in the 90s because of excessive smoking. But there he was, rocking the Chicago Theater. And, of course, Minutes to Memories was a track off the Scarecrow album. It just got me. No real similarity between that and the John Condren and the Benefit track you heard. But I think there's a similarity in my head, just because the two titles are quite identical. Condren will not be imitating Mellencamp, whether in or out of his cougar era, for Halfway to Halloween, Saturday, April 29th at Chicago Street Pub, which used to be his home away from home. He was co-owner of that bar. He bartended quite a lot. I do remember dropping in there a couple of times on him when I was on the Earth of Cat 105.5, when we had storefront on-air studios next to Rialto Square Theater. And Chicago Street Pub is right across the street from there. Manic punk rock music can drive some people crazy. It drove one of the members of Acton's Dictum, who played it on a regular basis, nuts. He actually ended up in a nut house. And that journey to Straightjacketville is chronicled in Absolute Corruption, Acton's Dictum's full-length debut album. It took him a while to release it. It came out on April 4th. The band had 2 7-inch EPs when I interviewed members Paul Crow and Matt Durica back in July of 2021. The Berwyn-based duo focuses on the craziness of this world, everything from inflation to bad politics, unemployment, the economy, the battle of religions. The subject matter of Absolute Corruption runs the gamut. They're taking this act out on the road this coming Saturday. They'll be at the Dark Room in South Elgin with Sex Dream, Grow Ups, and Side Rail. Then they headline Punk Rock Tacos 26 back at its original home, Semitas Poblanas, Friday, May 12th, with Boss's Daughter, Donkey Punch, and Real Bad, Real Fast, and Dead Freddy. You can go to ACTON Dictum for more details. And they're just crazy enough to have the nectar of the gods and plenty of suds to go along with it. And they try to avoid inflation in this case. From Absolute Corruption, the full length debut from Acton's Dictum, Dollar Beers on Local Law.
I'm confused.
Is that your fucking
I had gone to a mental hospital years ago, and I kind of channeled that. When I was younger, people thought that I needed rehab, and I didn't. I was just being young, you know?
Nothing to do.
and all those feelings deep inside. You can blame them all on me, but still, as far as I can see, I can see when you're troubled and you're faced by the monsters on your case. I'm just a clown on the town, but I won't let you down. All those times you wished I'd gone, just be coming back someday.
In direct ironic contrast to their name, Enough is Never Enough. Not for a band who outlasted MTV, as I said before, the very medium that basically gave them their start. It was through music videos and the constant heavy rotation of New Thing and Fly High Michelle that Enough's Enough first rose to prominence, but Ship's Enough has kept it going with the departure of Donnie V over 10 years ago. Donnie's been out on his own, but Chip has kept it going with several different lineup changes. Back when Chip and Donnie were not clashing over musical differences, they weren't slamming verbal or even physical fists against each other. They were hoping that metal fans would do the slamming. Slam dancing in this case. The Glam Slam Metal Jam, I remember that very well. It took place in a couple of Indiana venues. Most of all, I remember Catstock in the summer of 96. A raging torrential rainstorm had caused much of the festivities to be moved inside. It was actually outdoors at Fox and Hounds on Lorenzo Road in Wilmington. Enough's Enough was scheduled to play outdoors. They canceled because of the threatening weather conditions. And then we promoted them with the Glam Slam Metal Jam and gave quite a lot of tickets away for that. And around the time the Cap promoted both events, we were spinning Enough's Enough 7 album frequently. Clown on the Town was one of the tracks. The Strawberry Fields Beatlesque psychedelic opener Wheels was another. Enough's Enough is using Glam Slam once again as the name of their recent tour. It will come close to the greater former Cat listening area. Well, at least for the first stop on the tour. Then it's all over the country. July 1st, the Piazza in Aurora, and then they come nowhere close to the greater Chicago area. They'll be in St. Louis on July 27th in Fort Wayne, Indiana, to close out the tour on the 28th. It's a month-long tour, much like Solar's 20 tour, which is going on now. For all details on this tour, go to enoughzenough.com. How much of a slamming impact does your band have? Does it cause fans to get out on the floor and slam dance? Whether your music is slamming, banging, rhythmic, or just catchy, we want to make sure speakers are slamming. And fist to raise high in the air to your original Chicago area metal, punk, alt-rock, prog rock, and power pop sounds. Get me Tim Lamping your music, digital, MP3 wave or FLAC, or send me a Spotify, Bandcamp, or other internet link to your songs, or send them physically, CD, vinyl, LP, cassette, reel-to-reel tape, timlamp1@yahoo.com, timcatdj@gmail.com. Send me an email, and I'll send you a mailing address if you send me anything physical. Download every episode of this podcast on podbean.com. Stream it on Amazon Music, Spotify, or the Podbean app. Speaker woofers and subwoofers would no longer be slamming to the high-energy, intense, seismic sounds of the Cat 105.5 as of July of 2014. But we still had a few months to kick around and to keep the music kicking. And a band who truly made heels and mosh pits kick up was Purge. The name says it all. With a band like that, certainly you wanted to purge all your energies out on the mosh floor. Bernardo Burns Mendia led this mostly intense hardcore band out of Chicago's West Side. I introduced them for the one and only time to Cat 105.5 listening audiences on Homegrown Tones, April 17th, 2014. We rock back to that. It's Tim Lamping. Talk soon.
Hey, this is Burns with Purge, and you're listening to the Southland Rock and Roll Animal 105.5.
The Southland's Rock and Roll Animal 105.5 The Cat. Whether they play it progressive or aggressive, whether they sing it cleanly or scream it harshly, the sound of the Southland's hard rock and metal scene will be heard and understood loud and clear Thursday nights at 8 with me, Tim Lamping, on Homegrown Tones. Fast, furious, and extremely pissed off. That's the music and lyrics of Purge from Lake County. They hold no punches back. In their gut-wrenching blend of low-throated, grunting lead vocals and explosive drum grooves and progressive guitar chords, it's a signature sound which has gotten the four-piece opening gigs for legendary death metal acts like Cannibal Corpse. And just 2 years ago, I remember at Mojo's in Joliet, they opened for Deicide. Tuesday night at Reggie's Rock Club, they opened for long-forgotten death metal band Master. Bernardo Burns Mendia is the lead singer of Purge. He joins us tonight. He has the screaming vocal wail that's easily recognizable throughout all four tracks of the band's latest EP, Beyond the Unknown. Well, without a doubt, Burns, your grunting lead vocal, it stands out, but you have a very instrumental kind of nature to a lot of your songs. What would you say, besides your catchy, growling lead vocal, is the other part of the music that people will stand up and take notice right away? What's most catchy besides your lead vocal?
Our guitar riffs. I have a lot of different influences on the guitar. Very influenced by Metallica, Sepultura, Deicide. All these bands have really heavy, really catchy riffs. I try to write riffs that really get your head moving and they really stick in your head.
They're still on the search to find a live drummer, but in the meantime, their drummer on their recent EP, which they released last summer, Beyond the Unknown, was Rob Martin, and he provides that machine gun backbeat, but it's Burns Mendia leading the way with his growling lead vocal. This is the title track to Purge's EP, Beyond the Unknown, on Homegrown Tones on the Southland's Rock and Roll Animal 105.5 The Cat. plenty of start-stop portions of the song, but it goes on for a long time, and it's a never-ending feel, and there's a lot going on, too, with Purge. Beyond the Unknown is the title track to their recent EP on the Southlands Rock and Roll Animal 105.5 The Cat. This four-piece comes out of Lake County. They've been discovered opening for Deicide, and they get the call to open up for the long-forgotten Chicago death metal legendary act Master Tuesday night over at Reggie's Rock Club in the South Loop. We're talking to Bernardo Burns Mendia, who is the lead singer, lead growler, if you will, because that's the growling, screaming voice you hear throughout the song in its extensive nature, any of their songs. We touched upon what made your music so catchy other than your vocal. What about lyrics-wise? Because the lyrics are quite intelligent in talking about issues of death, morbid surroundings. What would you like to most focus upon in grabbing a listener's attention with any line of lyrics that you write?
I would say our lyrics kind of touch on ideas that aren't really accepted in society. I like to write about aliens, extraterrestrials, extra-dimensional beings crossing into our dimension. Mostly just science fiction-based.
Space can be a graphic, bloody world just like horror films. But when your audience is moshing and headbanging so hard, it takes them a while to grasp the meaning and even the concept of the lyrics. The band you've opened up for, Cannibal Corpse, Deicide, do you feel that that opportunity has helped you expand upon your own band's sound?
Oh, absolutely.
Have you found your fan base expanding at all? Different age groups are really getting into your music because of the many different bands you've opened up for.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Especially in Chicago. We've been in Chicago a lot more. We're actually a Chicago-based band now. Originally from Lake County, but we definitely represent Chicago death metal. Most of us live in Chicago.
And Chicago death metal is a very constantly changing thing. We're going to hear from Master, the band you're opening up for. They've really gone through quite a transformation since 1983 when they first formed. They were Slayer-like at that time, and the melody and the instrumental portions of the song, much like your own music. But their lead singer, he's gone through quite a transformation, starting out like a high-pitched whisper, screaming vocal, and now he's got the growling vocal similar to yours. Well, I wish you all the best, Burns. I saw you guys in Berwyn, my hometown, Tigro Stylies, and you just really had the crowd in a frenzy. With this kind of high energy and the kind of aggression you have with your music, it won't be too much longer before you're a big-time act on your own. With that screaming vocal aggression and the jackhammer drumming and driving guitar grooves behind it, Purge has such stage presence. You always have the crowd at your fingertips.
Absolutely, Tim. And let me throw a few things out there. We were just recently offered a full U.S. tour by Jim Rose from the Jim Rose Circus. We should be doing that sometime in the fall. If anybody wants to listen to Purge, go on our Facebook, purgechicago@facebook.com, or our SoundCloud, purgechicago and soundcloud.com.